Students wearing safety goggles fill a tool and die classroom this morning at Milwaukee Area Technical College downtown. They're learning to use huge machines to shave off the sides of flat bars of steel.
We're cutting it down to size. We probably started with a 7-inch piece of stock. We're cutting it down to 6. The width of it was a 1/2 inch.
Cordell Hayes is typing commands onto a touch screen computer. The machine responds by making smooth, deliberate cuts to the steel, like a knife going through butter.
So you can see it cutting chips off the end now.
Hayes is working toward a degree with the hopes of getting a job in manufacturing.
I do want to get in the operator part of it, where you would be running a machine, putting it in and setting it up. But I also want to get into the harder part of it, where you program the machines to do the work, which is a step above an operator.
MATC has been helping students such as Hayes get a degree and reach their goals for nearly a century. But in recent years, the college has also begun offering short-term, customized training programs designed to help employers fill specific job openings.
Employers are telling us that very often they need someone up and running quickly. They can't wait for someone to come through our programs that may take 2 to 5 years.
Sandy McLary's office oversees MATC's workforce development programs. She calls the effort revolutionary. Not only have the programs come to represent a closer collaboration between the college and area companies, but the training sometimes moves beyond MATC's walls. For instance, it may hold customized welding classes on the floor of a factory or in a public school classroom.
We feel welders should learn to weld on a welding machine. Then we have to find facilities. That's when we partnered with Milwaukee Public Schools. They came to the table and said, we have these wonderful welding labs that are sitting vacant because schools are no longer doing the trade and technical things to the degree that they used to be.
MATC's new approach started a few years ago when a Milwaukee manufacturer, Tremont, was faced with turning away millions of dollars in orders because it didn't have enough welders. Tremont and MATC worked together, along with the W-2 agency, to find people in need of jobs and prepare them for specific openings. Since then, other companies with tech jobs have started similar programs, including area car dealers. They're working with MATC to create an auto technician program to attract minorities to the field.
The employers cannot stand on their front step anymore and look around going, I'm wondering where all of those skilled workers are. They need to be part of the solution, and they need to help us figure out specifically what they need in terms of competencies. They need to free up some of their key people to work with us on creating these programs. They need to come to the classes and inspire these people.
That's what Keith Trafton does, the president and CEO of Supersteel on Milwaukee's northwest side, visits his company's customized training sessions regularly and encourages the students. He also pays them about $14 an hour or more during training. When they're done, they're honored in a graduation ceremony, and more importantly, they're guaranteed a job.
It can't be, oh, I've got a job coming up in 90 days, so let's partner with MATC or WCTC. It's got to be a belief that it is a critical part of your success. For us, to develop our organization, we're looking for the future. So we believe the greater good is to develop for the next 10, 15, 20 years.
The collaborations between tech schools and employers are promising, but they're not without challenges. The classes are expensive. And the workers don't always keep their jobs, so the training may go to waste. But Supersteel's Keith Trafton says the effort is worth the risk. In fact, he says the Milwaukee region will grow its economy only if the private and public sectors work together and take calculated risks. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.